Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
To Buckley, who unloads from 55 meters out! Buckley scores!
Whammy! The buck stops here. For supergroups. From 1 ton to 8 ton, supergroups are the masters of Kubota excavators.
Righto, just before we jump in, so 5-3-2 again. Helmets is an idea, not an opinion. I'm with you, but I'm just a bit antsy this morning. So thanks for keep throwing up the ideas, but yeah, don't necessarily agree with them at the moment. Okay, let's jump in. Firstly, I want to go to the excellent win of Melbourne's against Geelong. We shouldn't have been surprised about the way the game was played. These two in the last month have been, well, they've perennially, here we go, this is yours. What's yours? Trajectory?
Trajectory, I can't say.
Perennially, there you go.
It's a hard word.
One of the top four defences in the competition, or two of the top four defences in the competition. So it was always going to be a low-scoring game, a bit of a grind. And when Melbourne, the difference in Melbourne's performance and the reason they were going to get up or were able to get up was Bailey Fritsch and Keziah Pickett. Mm. If these two guys are doing their best work in the front third for Melbourne, well, then Melbourne have got the ability to beat anyone in the comp because they've got a great midfield, they've got a great defence, they structure up really well as a team, and when those two boys are going to work in front of the ball, they're very dangerous.
Petrarca into the pocket, looking for Fritsch. Just a bit hot. Bounces over. Does it? No, it doesn't. He dribbles it. You're kidding me! Bailey Fritsch with the knockout punch!
My goodness me.
He just never let it go out.
And that was a cracking goal, given it slippery conditions and to be able. But he was talking about later. It's just, yeah, it was looking good, and I just needed it to bite. It didn't look like it was going to bite, and it just bit on that last bounce. And I mean, that's making the ball talk, isn't it?
He's an expert finisher. It helps when Harrison Petty turns himself into Wayne Carey as well. What a performance
from nothing. From like ones and twos out of tens, and that's what we give coaches wax when we think that they're stubborn, when we think that they and we'll get to Western Bulldogs and Bevo for you later on. But when you feel like you've got the right player but they haven't quite come along, sometimes it just takes an extra week or giving them the confidence and belief that, no, this is where you will play. There's no other options for you. We believe that you're the guy for us here. And Petty may or may not be that guy, but you're right. And
you are right because Simon Goodwin needs credit for that, because he looked miles off it and very easy to go, okay, well, put him back or do something different. But he persisted, and his ability to mark the footy down the line was just launching 4 contested marks, kicked a goal. So that's a big bonus for them. So they can win at Melbourne. Like, I know it's early days, but we make these judgment calls.
No, I think that the basis of their game is really strong. They defensively, they're going to be hard to score against. And when May and Lever, their intercept game is up and running, they've got high forwards that put good pressure on. They've got a midfield that are going to give them field position. So all of those things add up. And they've got the best ruckman in the competition in Max Gawn. So that's who's not just great in clearance, he's great around the ground with his aerial presence. So the forward third has always been the question for Melbourne. it's been Petrarca go down there or bust. But when Fritsch is up and going, if Pickett's up and going, he makes a big difference. So I think they're definitely in the mix. And for the Geelong supporters out there, yep, Jeremy Cameron kicked straight, you win that game. Mm-hmm. And they've been top two for accuracy, and their opposition in the first seven rounds were bottom two for accuracy, which begs the question that, you know, like Collingwood for the last couple of years, those close games, they give their opposition a look. But yeah, Geelong, very solid. I liked how they're going about it as well.
13 forward, 50 tackles to 2 Melbourne's way in that game. Speaks to their pressure. What about this young Saint?
Yeah, number two for me is Darcy Wilson. And a particular incident that happened when he and George Wardlaw ran into one another on the half-forward flank for St Kilda, and the interplay between the doctor looking to bring Wilson off and the runner coming out from the message from the coach's box to send him deep for a little bit of 30 seconds of breather, but to keep him out there. And this was Ross after the game.
I thought it was a big contest. I think the doc said he was winded or something, and it actually went like that, he's fine. And I was like, mate, if he can stay on and he's fine to stay on, let him stay on, because it makes a statement. Yeah. Because we're a club that wants to build success and doesn't want to get beaten on culture. So that's the culture we want. That's the 50-50 attack on the ball, not the man, the ball. And if you can stay on, and if you did what I asked you to do, that was a big effort, you'd probably want to stay on too. So Docs would like to get him off, but if they can stay on, they stay on. So that was the question. If he's right to stay on, let's not be a namby-pamby and wrap him up and get him off when the kid deserved to stay on.
Yes, Coxie, namby-pamby, we'll hear that for weeks to come.
Namby-pamby.
I loved it. I was watching and I'm thinking, okay, the coach and the coaching group have lost a lot of the levers that they would normally pull under this idea of, you know, wrapping players in cotton wool. And it's been around concussion. And there would have been a concussive effect in that knock, both to Wardlaw and to Wilson. But Wilson was best on ground at that point. Mm. He ended up with 22 touches, kicked 3 goals, 2. He's on McKercher, mind you, and I reckon their tactics on a high position. McKercher had 30 and played pretty well. But Wilson ran him all the way up and then ran him as the deepest and then hit back up on him and exposed McKercher's defensively. So I thought that was a great tactic. But I love the kid. He's going to be a gun. He runs hard. He's got aerial. He makes good decisions. He's got great game awareness. Just played his 8th game of football.
Can he win the Rising Star? Oh, it's difficult because you vote on it.
Yeah, well, we're both in it. I think that, well, he's been nominated. Yeah. So that definitely puts him in the hunt. I think his first 8 weeks have been as rounded as any.
Agree.
And that's, you know, with Harley Reid included in there. I think Dempsey's been excellent. There's going to be some
competition. Well, Harley's going to have your big highlights and big talking point. He's going to attract a lot of attention and he's going to have some match-winning moments. Mm. But you think this kid's going to do it consistently across the course of the year?
Well, he continues to show added attributes to it. And obviously that will look after itself over the course of time with the Rising Star. But I loved when the doctor was coming off. And clearly, as Ross said, the doctor had said he's fine. Like it's not, yeah, so it's not a concussive thing. And then you go, well, what's the doctor?
What is the doctor?
And in the end, okay, so this is the coach, and I think Ross would love this opportunity. As he said, I set the culture. We set the culture. We want to reward our players and we want to give them tough love to show them and to stretch them to find out what their capacity and capabilities are, not to work within the parameters that they came into the club with, but to stretch them and to find out how good they can be. And I think Ross has done that as well as any. It's the coach's prerogative. And to have a player who's, you know, slightly wounded but having to find his way through that for a period, I don't think that that's a bad thing for a player to have to encounter and to work through. He didn't touch the ball for the rest of the game, mind you.
Well, he went deep forward.
Yeah, and the game did change a little bit. No, he came back up eventually, but yeah, but even that response will be instructive and he'll learn something from that, and I think that's good coaching.
Point three?
Point three for me is I reckon I've just... There's a... I'm going to speak about Collingwood, so if anyone there feels like I talk about them too much, switch off now.
I don't think you need to get defensive when you speak about Collingwood.
I know, but I think the game was awesome. I love the game. Nick Dacos was huge. His matchup with Sam Walsh, and they matched up for some of it, but obviously right at the end there. It was a significant part of the game. Great young players that are taking the game to another level, and Nick was the one that ended up getting it done.
And it's 79 apiece. Collingwood half forward, 50 from their goal, ball back into play. Any score and they'll lead from the scramble. A little knock on. Nick Dacos, put it in the book. Nick, you superstar. Is there a better player in the game right now than Nick Dacos?
Collingwood win it. A crowning moment early in the career of Nick Dacos. They down their old rival in thrilling circumstances on Friday night footy.
How good a caller is Dwayne Russell,
mind
you. I worked with him on Saturday in the Saints North game, and he's first class and Hutto, of course.
Yeah, but good, Dwayne.
Collingwood have shifted the way that they move the ball so that they can ramp up their pressure, so they can protect their ageing players.
What do you mean? So give me more information on that.
Who do they play this week? I don't know who they go and play this week, but when you get a chance to watch them over the next couple of weeks, who do they have? They have West Coast next week. They have Adelaide Crows at the MCG the week after, and then they go over to Optus Stadium Freo. So, you know, West Coast are bouncing off halfback pretty well and they're having a real crack. Adelaide and Fremantle, I think, are moving the ball as well as any. If you watch carefully on the Friday night, Collingwood, they don't want to move the ball too quick. They don't want the game to become ping-pong footy. They don't want high transition. I reckon they're moving away from having to run up and back and expose their defence because they're not connecting quite as much with their quite as well with their forwards. And I've got no doubt that they are understanding that Pendlebury, Howe, Sidebottom, and a couple of young guys that are coming in at the bottom end, those guys haven't got the legs that they used to have, but they've still got great game awareness and the young blokes have still got some sharpness and speed and real competitiveness. So, okay, what do you need to do? You need to bring the game back so it's not played at the extremities in terms of like high work rate, high transition, and you want to bring it back more in control. There's a couple of ways you can do that, and the best way to control it is with your ball use. We saw Brisbane control Gold Coast with their ball use in the back half, had 133 uncontested marks. We'll get to that. But Collingwood were able to control the high transition or the transition element of the game by shifting the ball, by building it up slowly, and then going into congestion where they could set up their front half turnover game. They've allowed the least turnovers in the last month, and they've been scored against. They're a top four turnover defence again. If that wasn't true of them in the first month, it's true of them in the last month since they've made this shift, and their pressure's gone through the roof as a result.
Terrific insight there from Bucks on Collingwood's changes to their ball movement. What about point four?
Point four is Hawthorn. What a great win by them. I'm sure the Hawthorn supporters are enjoying it. We won't, as I said, we'll leave the Bulldogs to you at the end of this.
Both of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm happy to have a chat about it, but it is your baby. The word vendetta did come to mind.
But I'm Sam, a big Western Bulldogs guy.
Yeah, of course you are. Sam Mitchell was wrapped with the win, as he should have been.
3 quarter time, we'd already made a sub. I said, what are you thinking? He said, I just might not be able to do a couple of things. So maybe, like, I can keep playing, but I don't want to cost us. What about forward? I could swap with Hardwick, with Dimmer. So basically got them together and said, what do you guys think? And then they said, yeah, all right. And for James to get the, he's calling it the match winner. So for James to get that, I think, you know, it would have been really easy for him not to keep playing. You know, he's got shoulder sore, foot sore. No one would have said, oh, I completely understand that. But his level of commitment to work through that and to lead the way for our other boys was first class.
Of course, the coach there retelling a story at three-quarter time around the conversation with James Sicily, and who ultimately went forward, took a great contested mark, and he's one of the best aerial players in the comp. And I was actually talking to a mate of mine, sitting on the couch watching it, and he goes, he doesn't look that big. He's not. No. He's not that big, but he plays big, doesn't he? So that was great. And to have those injuries early and then to still contribute. The little contest with where Sicily and Watson were 2v1. I'm not sure who the defender was. I think it might have been McDonald. But Sicily missed the handball. Watson missed the goal. And Sicily was, you know,
he jumped up and down like a spoiled brat.
It bleeds out of him. But that Watson's response to that, and then Sicily talking after the game, so he's going to have to follow up with the young bloke because he felt he was a bit worried about my reaction to it. But look, Newcombe was quelled. Ginnivan didn't have much of the ball. Couchadia, it just reminds you that you don't actually, unless you go and watch the VFL consistently, and I must admit, I've since been out of the game, I don't watch the VFL or know what's in the depth of the list of these AFL clubs. So you're not looking sort of 2 and 3 years advanced. But if a player like that can pop up with those attributes, it just shows you that potentially what we see at the surface is not all there is to see. He looks like a prototype for a third tall forward, maybe even a key forward. The way he attacked the ball, the way he played, what a great first game.
Went in the ruck a bit.
You think, okay, so if Lewis actually comes up and you put him next to Lewis, you think, okay, well, now we see a little bit more of the blueprint that Hawthorn are looking at.
What about Josh Weddle, by the way?
You love him, don't you?
What he did yesterday, absolutely frightening. I thought Scrimshaw's response to the spray that he copped last week was significant. A couple of critical contests there. So I think Sam Mitchell knows what he's doing, clearly, and that was a terrific win. We'll get to the fallout for the Dogs shortly. And your last point is the Lions' effort with Chris Fagan being under pressure going to that game. You spoke about Fags last week.
Yeah, well, you're not going to find yourself in those situations too often. I mean, to be 2-5, to come into a must-win game, you lose Stasevich, who's one of your best sort of lockdown defenders. You lose McCarthy soon after to a knee. You lose Answorth. You get kneed in the head. And then Gardner, all before you get to quarter time. You've got a kid who's already run 13Ks in the VFL, who's now in rotations and one of 20 that's left to do the job. But they jumped into the game early. They put a gap in the game. And if you're the coach of that team, in that situation, at that moment, you couldn't be happier.
I've been involved in footy for a long time. I've never seen anything like the carnage that happened, not only in the first quarter, but before the game, losing Stas. It's one of the more amazing and courageous wins. Well, I think it's the most amazing and courageous win I've ever seen, to be honest, by any group of players that I've had anything to do with. And I'm just so proud of them. You know, they're out on their feet.
Yeah, and they, it wasn't just their effort from the players, it was the tactics that unpacked Gold Coast. Gold Coast are a really hard man-on-man side, and Damien Hardwick mentioned in his presser after that we couldn't get a front half game going. They go man-on-man to prevent uncontested marks so they can turn the ball over and then bounce back. Brisbane took 133 uncontested marks, the most for the round. Gold Coast have allowed the least, you know, they've been in the bottom four for allowing uncontested marks, and that's double what they've been averaging for the year, so they got absolutely smashed. Brisbane went to school, they had a plan, and even on a wet night, slippery night, they moved them around, they pulled them apart, and all you need in a man-on-man defence is one lazy player or one player who's not switched on. That's why man-on-man defence has gone the way of the dodo, but it's coming back a little bit. But on a long enough timeline, I think ball use, strategy and the skill of players in modern day, you actually can move your way through man-on-man defence. But a great one for Brisbane to have taken the chocolates in amongst the trauma that they're going to have and the players that they've lost in the process.
That was the Buck Stops here for Supergroups. First picked every week for Kubota Excavators, supergroups.com.au.